I'm Michael Alaro, and I'm here with Owen Carso, the writer of A Deal with Death. So, what were your inspirations for writing A Deal with Death?
Since it was my first book that I was releasing to the public, I wanted it to be short so that people would read it, and I also wanted it to be funny. So I thought the combination would lead to a lot of people reading it, so then I could build up my audience for the next book, which is going to be significantly longer. And I've always loved comedic depictions of death, in TV shows. So I wanted to try that out myself in my book. It's a dark comedy, I should add.
So how long did it take you to fully write and get the book published?
So the first draft of the book only took 3 weeks during the summer, but I was typing away like a maniac every single day. But then from there, the actual process, then I put it aside for several months, and the actual process of learning how to self-publish and edit, all that probably took 3 months.
Do you plan on having another book published while you're still in high school?
I do. I'm going to tell you about two of them. The next book, which I hope to release in the next month or so, is called My Curse Gloved Hands. It's about this lonely man named Elwood Ainsworth who moves into his family's abandoned mansion, and he has plans to start over. And he's got these thick black gloves that he refuses to ever take off. Because, as it turns out, anything that he touches with his bare hands comes to life. So he's used these powers in the past, and they've hurt him. So he wants to try to avoid them. But he's so lonely in this house that he decides he needs company. So he gathers 30 household objects, brings them all to life with his life-giving hands, and then he tells them to love him as a father and then even as a god. So think Pinocchio, Beauty and the Beast, but gone horribly wrong, because he tells them they can never leave the house. So of course they grow rebellious. It's fantasy horror.
He accidentally creates a cult?
He tries to. I don't know how successful he is. So that'll be coming out in the next month or so. And then the book I plan to release in the spring is called Bigfoot's Bargain, which is a spinoff of Deal with Death. It's about, so basically the basic premise is Mother Nature. Whenever she has a son or a daughter with a human, that child is a Sasquatch. However, Sasquatches have this special adaptation. Right? This is how they stay hidden. Whenever they press their hands to a human's head, that human forgets all memories related to the Sasquatch's existence. And this is how they've stayed hidden for so long. But sometimes they mess up, and that's why there are Sasquatch legends. So anyway, it follows this Sasquatch named Jeremy Goodman. And he, when he was little, he got angry at his human dad one time, who's a biology teacher, and he erased all his memories. So it follows him the next 10 years as he's trying to restore his father's memories, get him back. It's also a comedy, but not nearly as dark as Deal with Death.
Do you plan on publishing books out your senior year of high school as well?
I do. I'm not going to talk about them just yet because they're still in early stages of production, still writing them. Yes, I intend to publish one or two my senior year.
So your book, Deal with Death, it's going to be a play for the high school.
Yep.
How hard was it for you to turn a book into a playwright?
I just want to start by saying January 19th and 20th, come out, support DV Drama. Those are the dates. How hard was it to turn it from a book into a play? So the book has a lot of dialogue. And the reason that I think it was so perfect for a play, and the reason Ms. Fitzke approached me about making it into a play, is because it all takes place in one room with all these different quirky characters interacting with each other. So naturally that sounds just like a play. Obviously, I had to make some tweaks here and there because a lot of the main character, his name is Jared, a lot of his backstory we learn from him and his memories. So obviously that's harder to convey on the stage when he can't just tell you his memories. So a lot of that backstory is going to be up to the actors to convey that backstory without us directly telling it. So obviously a few tweaks here and there to make it better for the stage. I added a few jokes to make it a little more family friendly, but otherwise I would say most of the dialogue was copied and pasted. This was not super difficult to turn into a play.
Again, I'm Michael Alaro, here with author Owen Carson. So how important is it, what role do you have in regards to casting and directing the play?
Okay, so obviously the play is like 3 months away, so we're still in the early stages, but I will be in the cast. Ms. Fitzy and I have been talking. I will be playing Jared, the main character. Otherwise, casting is still up in the air. It should be in about an 11 cast member show. I should add that it's going to be a night of 2 one-act plays. So first is going to be a Deal with Death for an hour, hour and a half. And then after that, there will be an intermission. And then we'll be putting on 10 Ways to Survive the Zombie Apocalypse, which is another play that has a similar theme of, you know, undead. So, yeah, Deal with Death, 11 people, then that one will incorporate more actors, so we have a full cast. Otherwise, in terms of directing, obviously the directing will be up to Ms. Fitzy and Mr. Torres, but I'm sure I'll have some say.
So how important is it to you to have an influence on the production?
Well, obviously I wrote the screenplay, and if you look at Hollywood screenwriters, that's really all the control that they have. So I'm just super pleased that Ms. Fitzy has given me this opportunity, and I'm actually really excited to see what the actors and her and Mr. Torres as the directors come up with, because I'm sure it will be different from what I have envisioned in my own head. And that's what's going to make it so exciting, having all these different perspectives on my screenplay, or not screenplay, just script. So obviously, you know, for example, the costumes. We're still debating, is Death going to just be a teenager in like a black hoodie, or are we going to do it up with his costume, make him look really like Death? So that is going to be up to, you know, Ms. Fiske and the actors, and I'm really excited to see, you know, which directions they take.
Do you have any future plans or intentions to have more like plays written about your books, or even just write separate plays?
This is my first time experimenting with playwriting, and obviously it started out as a book, so I'm more comfortable writing books, but I think as a potential career path, I would absolutely love to be a screenwriter. I think that would be amazing. Because I love all kinds of storytelling, whether it's books, movies, plays, as long as there is a story and interesting characters and interesting conflicts, I love it. I'm not a huge musical guy. Obviously, I like watching musicals, but me as a storyteller, when I see plays, I'm most interested in the story and the characters.
Is there anything else you would like to add to this interview?
January 19th and 20th, come out and support DV Drama.
All right, well, that is all for now. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.